Hello. I am a recruiter in the Human Resources Department of a mid-sized company in Anne Arundel County. Part of my job is screening applicants as potential employees. Every applicant that comes in for a job is required to disclose to us whether or not they have a personal website or a blog and whether they participate in these social networking sites. When you do apply for a job, typically you're asked to sign a statement saying that everything that you fill out in the application and say in your interviews, to the best of your knowledge, is as accurate as possible. During the application process, if you actually do participate in these sites, but do not inform us of that fact, and we then find out that you are, you would be misrepresenting yourself, and most likely we would then disregard your application. In addition to that, we spend time screening the social networking sites and looking for postings for current employees. So you have to be very aware that people are already investigating. After we receive an application, if we look at the resume and decide that this is someone that we are interested in hiring, it's at that point that we would probably start looking at the websites and the social networking sites to see what information they have. We're really trying to get an idea of the kind of image that our employees and potential applicants are putting forth. What kind of a person are you portraying yourself to be to the outside world? Any applicant that comes in, we are obviously looking for someone who is professional, who we think can act responsibly within the company, and who is going to be making good decisions. When we hire someone, we consider them to be an investment for the company, and we expect them to be a professional, courteous, and responsible person in the face of this contract that we enter in with them. When you're posting on these sites, you have to think about who is seeing this. Most of it is social interaction, and you can be fooling around with your friends, but if an employer is coming to look at it, you have to think of what they're going to see. What they're looking for is, are they looking at this person's social interaction? Is this something they use to share their interests with one another? Essentially, when you interview with a company, you are there to sell yourself. And as an extension of that, your personal web pages and these websites are also selling yourself. I would ask people to be smart when you're considering what you're going to post on your website. Once you put something on there, even if it can be deleted, it may not necessarily be totally deleted. As an employer, if we saw something that was illegal, obviously you would no longer be in the running for that job. If we see anything that is indicating lewd behavior or lewd imagery, that is not going to reflect well on you. As an employer, you want to hire people that are going to be an extension of your company, and you want them to behave as such. And anything that is questionable, in other words, if there's something on there that you're unsure about, it is probably not okay. This is the face you're putting out to the world, and people are looking at this, and they're going to want to consider an employee who seems responsible, who seems professional. If it were brought to our attention that there was questionable content, it would take you out of the running for the job. As an employee, what you have to consider is that these websites now, so many people are a part of them that there is the potential that your employer is going to be on that site and have access to your site. So you really need to be smart about how you're portraying yourself to the world, because there's very little control once you have it on the internet of who is looking at that information. If, for example, we had two candidates that were in almost all ways equal, and we were considering both, we may see who they are on their pages, look at Facebook, look at their personal web pages, and just see what kinds of things they had to post. If one of them had something that we deemed inappropriate, then obviously we would favor the candidate who is presenting themselves in the most professional manner. We do understand these are social sites for people to contact each other with their get together with friends, etc. But this is how you present yourself to the world, and we have to consider that if we're going to invest in you as an employee.